Welcome to the Fear Chronicles, False Evidence Appearing Real, where we are covering real stories for navigating burnout, bold moves, and becoming your best self. I'm your host, Natasha Aga, private practice strategist, mother of two, and recovering perfectionist. This is the space where we get honest about the pivots, the pressure, and the purpose behind it all. If you're navigating life transitions, career shifts, motherhood, or learning to trust yourself again, you're in the right place. Let's dive in.
Be unstoppable. Be unbothered. Be her now. So how do you reach this point? The key has to do with the formula I shared that I was using at the beginning of this year towards everything, which is discipline plus consistency equals freedom. The idea is to keep the momentum. Momentum on what your goals are and what you desire to see change with. This is different for everyone. Repetition, repetition, repetition. What I will share are some key pieces to help you build that for yourself. The first way to truly become unstoppable is to put yourself first. It's those boundaries again. Yes, you can't be unstoppable if you are not prioritizing yourself. Now, if you have kids, of course, take care of them. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is create healthy boundaries and do not overextend or overgive to the detriment of yourself. Being clear on what you want from others and what others can expect from you. You are not people pleasing. You are not always going to be nice so others can validate you or like you. You don't need that. What you need is to honor yourself. You are valuable. Start treating yourself that way every day. If you've been listening to this podcast and thinking, I know there's more for me, more alignment, more freedom, more clarity, that version of you, she already exists. And that is exactly the work we do inside the Private Practice Burnout Solution. This is where we move beyond surface level strategy and into the identity, energy, and systems needed to build a business that actually supports your life. If you're ready to become her now, you'll find more details on my website at natashaagaconsulting.co. You lovingly accept all that you are, even the less desirable characteristics, that is still you, all of you. You are not being selfish, you are being self-full, which is being able to love yourself to the highest capacity. Now, the second way to truly become unstoppable is to watch your language, both inside, which is your thoughts, and outside, what comes out of your mouth, what you say. When it comes to your thoughts, that inner critic, being aware of those hypercritical thoughts and then shifting them into a healthier tone, like a coach-like words of encouragement, inspiring you to do the hard things, helping you through tough decisions, rather than tearing you down or making you feel less than or not worthy of what you desire. The third way to truly become unstoppable is to recognize that fear doesn't mean anything until given language, like a meaning, of making it mean something. Once we perceive something as, say, scary, our bodies think we are in danger. Our nervous system goes into high alert, And most of the time, fear comes up because something is new, something that we haven't done before. I am oversimplifying this for a reason because it almost never matters what the reason for the fear is because it's likely an excuse. An excuse that we make up as to why I can't do it, or I'm not ready, or that's not for me. Sound familiar? What I want you to take away from this episode is that our body's job is to keep us safe. We tend to confuse or kind of blur this line, and our bodies and our minds misunderstand safety and familiarity. If you don't want the current circumstances that you are in, you need to interrupt the patterns. Even though you say you don't want it, guess what? Your body is familiar with it, and familiarity breeds safety. To expand, to level up, to go all in likely means you need to change something or many things, which will require being a different version of yourself, doing things outside your, say, quote unquote, normal in order to have other things, what you desire and your goals. With that being said, the next part is so important. You will need to learn to keep promises to yourself. I say this because this is something that I had a really difficult time with. For as long as I can remember, I have always been responsible. I always showed up where and when I said I would. If I had something, I always fulfilled my end of the deal. I always kept track of things. I always kept my word to everyone except myself. Now, it took some deep self-reflection and guidance to figure this out because it had never occurred to me that I wasn't holding myself accountable to myself. This showed up most frequently with things like working out, eating healthy consistently, and even drinking more water. I would tell myself I would do these things, set reminders, sometimes goals, and then not see them through. But I wouldn't skip a beat with commitments outside of myself. Huge light bulb moment when I realized I was not keeping my word to myself. When you become aware of this and dial it in on keeping your word to yourself, that builds trust and confidence, which is the foundation of becoming unstoppable. Which leads me to my next point. Focus and attention are paramount. What you pay attention to is what you will see. What you focus on is what you will get. I preface this with giving yourself grace. Doing these things are completely different than you have been doing them for probably your entire adult life. It takes time, and depending on the current season of life you are in, your mental bandwidth, you do what you can in the moment at your own pace. If you want exponential growth and to collapse time, you have to put blinders on and focus on yourself, your goals, your next steps, and what is best for you. Now, when we talk about selective attention, this is by way of your reticular activating system. And we've talked about this in previous episodes. You tell your brain, hey, this is important, or show me evidence that I am unstoppable, or insert your tangible goals and results here. Tell your brain, this is important to me. This is my goal. This is what I want to accomplish, and show me a solution. Show me strategy. Show me how to get there, or show me evidence that this is happening and I'm taking the steps to do that. And that is what you will see. Use your reticular activating system to your benefit. If you want different things, if you want a thriving business, an expansive life, your next CEO identity, you need to prioritize yourself consistently. Watch your language. Recognize that fear doesn't mean anything except an invitation to expand. Keep your word to yourself and keep your focus and attention on what you do want. Do these things on repeat, and you will build the momentum and you will be amazed at what unfolds for you. Say to yourself, this is who I am now. I am unstoppable. I would love to hear from you. Any light bulb moments, insights, or takeaways from this episode? You can share with me on Instagram at Natasha Aga Consulting or comment below. I invite you to take my 2-minute Are You the Bottleneck quiz to find out who or what is slowing down you and your progress. It's fast, fun, and eye-opening, and I'll link that in the show notes below.
Thanks for joining me on the Fear Chronicles. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to like, comment, or share with someone who needs it. Want more support? Check out the links below for free resources, workshops, and how to work with me. Remember, bold moves start with small shifts. You've got this, and I've got you.